Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We came across the following information: that COVID-19 associated deaths have left nearly 150,000 children as orphans, and that's according to the, and that's in South Africa. That's according to the latest data modelling. This is globally from Imperial College London as part of a global reference group. So that is very, very concerning. The number rises to 207,400 when including children who have lost a primary or second caregiver, such as grandparents. And this is a very, very real consequence, unfortunately, of COVID-19. We wanted to understand a little bit more about this. Toby Fricker, Chief of Communications and Partnership at UNICEF, thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I'm UNICEF.
So give us a little bit more context here. How was this research done, and what is the likely margin, perhaps, of error here?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, the number nearing 150,000 orphans in South Africa as a result of COVID-19 associated death. It is a massive number, and of course it's a huge concern, because we know that orphans in society are often the most vulnerable children. Now, the data was put together by Imperial College London, who use a modelling sort of system where they can estimate these numbers, which includes people who have died from COVID virus itself, but it also includes associated death, meaning excess death, which could have been related to COVID, but not necessarily directly from the virus. But I think what it really highlights is the massive impact of COVID on children and on households more broadly. And that's why it's an important figure. Even though these are estimates, it's important because it means we really just need to look at the protection that these children have, just look at the layers of protection that exist. And how can we, as UNICEF, but working with the government and many other partners, how can we really support particularly the most vulnerable? I think it's important just to say that a lot of children do get the loving and nurturing care that they really need. They move into extended family members step in to support these children and nurture and care for them. And many children get that. But it's those who fall through the cracks sometimes where we really need to step up support as we can.
South Africa already had a significant problem in terms of AIDS orphans. This is something that certainly a few years ago was a major problem. Obviously, these kids are now getting a little bit older. And then once again, we found ourselves back in the situation. Are we geared to deal with this and give support to, as you've said, the most vulnerable parts of our community?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, South Africa's been dealing with the HIV/AIDS pandemic for many years now, and many orphans, unfortunately, as a result of that. But what it's also meant, it has meant that child protection systems have been strengthened, over the years to help to respond to those orphans. And that means, family-based care. So the family who's that first point of contact, really the central system to support and give stability to a child, is so important. And it's working with families on household visits, making sure those families have access to resources and information they need to best be able to support their children. And what we see now with extended family members, it's, of course, it's an extra added layer of stress to their everyday lives when they're caring for an additional child potentially every day. And that has impact on their finances. It has an impact on every part of their sort of lifestyle even. And that's why it's so important that we can provide some support, meaning sort of parenting techniques. How do you work with children who have been through very stressful experiences? And those children often can portray symptoms such as anxiety, even and anger. And how do we work with them? And then you also have the level of the community support. So for safe parks, which have been set up across the country, that provide an additional layer of protection where children can spend time with their kids in a safe environment, be provided with counseling, with other support, for example, with homework support, learning support, with nutrition. There's a number of layers there, and it includes also the education system, of course. And UNICEF, we work with the Department of Basic Education, we work with teachers to help try and strengthen their ability to work with children who have been through traumatic experiences.
How active or how prominent is UNICEF in South Africa? How many people do you have on the ground?
So UNICEF South Africa has around about 70 staff, and we work very closely with the government across areas from health to nutrition, education and child protection. And we work with the government to strengthen, you know, add value where we can, but also through multiple partners. So we have partners on the ground, you know, in communities who can really deliver services, and how as UNICEF, as a global UN agency, how we can provide, you know, that added support that we can really help to strengthen the service as much as possible for the most vulnerable children.
And that's absolutely vital, incredibly important work. Toby Fricker, Chief of Communications and Partnership at UNICEF, talking to us about how COVID-19 in South Africa has left so many vulnerable orphans.